Going on, catch us on Wile and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wile On, Instagram is Wile On Official, and Mixcloud is Wile On RDS for all that dumb shit. What's going on? It's the one and only Shunt, and the one and only
Redacted.
And we are here via Wi-Fi and shit, because coronavirus! And shit. So, Redacted, if you heard of any new dumb shit, any new shenanigans in the world of entertainment, TV and film?
Like what?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, the obvious ones are all sports and all sort of, like, sports entertainment have now taken a weird turn. Mainly,
huh? So what, you mean everything's cancelled?
Well, everything apart from wrestling, yeah. And indoor football.
It's kind of cancelled.
Not really. I mean, they've gone indoor for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it does feel weird. Does, ain't gonna lie. But, well, the fact that we haven't got a WrestleMania with glitz, glamour and pyrotechnics. And, yeah. Not that, you know. I mean, it's just,
well, it
just
might still
weird.
Be cancelled.
Nah, not at all. I mean, because they're still able to perform. Huh?
Postponed at least.
You can postpone it to another event, I guess. But you don't know. This is the thing. Like, no one knows when this shit's going to end, or if it's going to end. But this is the new norm. So I kind of get it, but it's like, yeah, mad, bro.
You kind of get what?
I kind of get why they're trying to stop the curve, but it just seems like very extreme. I mean, Ebola has killed more people. Hepatitis A has killed more people. AIDS has killed more people this year alone. Coronavirus kills old people, people with respiratory diseases, and affects pregnancies as well.
Yeah.
So it's very minimal. I mean, AIDS obviously affects pregnancies, so does Ebola. So there's normal food.
Yeah, but the speed of the spread isn't minimal.
See, this is the thing I query. I'm a conspiracy theorist, first and foremost, so that goes without saying. But, it's very much very niche of the people that it's attacking. You know, it's attacking the old people, and the old people are the ones that vote in most of these governments, and the government doesn't want them to die. I mean, fair enough, like, I get it. Like, natural selection and all that madness. Actually, to put it into a global scale, right? It does kind of feels like end of days times. I mean, things have been on fire. We've had locusts swarm East Africa. And now this shit.
Yeah.
So, Passover or... what could I say? I mean, you've got more than one kid, right?
No.
Oh, shit.
You might not have any.
You might have to work on that, because it's going to take your firstborn, this shit, I guess. Might be alien invasion. I think, personally, it's alien invasion. That's the reason why they're keeping us in our houses.
What?
Huh? Exactly. It's alien invasion. They're trying to minimalise casualties. They're using nothing but this drone technology shit, and they don't want us seeing the madness that's going on.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's too many questions. Like, how long have they known, you know, why... Pretend as if we're all sick and shit. It's too many questions, bro. Too many. I'm thinking there's too many questions. Which film are you more disappointed about being cancelled?
Out of what?
Everything.
Yeah, but everything's not cancelled yet. I mean, it is cancelled, but it's not cancelled.
I mean, Fast and Furious is cancelled. Let's just say it's cancelled.
Well, it's postponed until next year.
Exactly, which makes no sense.
Why?
Because
it makes no sense.
No, because they could have just pushed it down the line, like a couple months or something like that. Not a whole fucking year.
Why? Like, what's the point having a whole marketing team that's going to figure out, like, analytics of what, and projections of, like, how much money you're going to make in this week and that week and whatever, if you're just going to push it down the road? Like, what's the point? you might as well save your money and just put it out next year, same spot.
Yeah.
I mean, not the only thing Universal were going to put out next year, but they just took the spot of Fast 10. So, you know, no harm, no foul.
They're going to release another Fast and Furious.
Obviously.
Really? Next year they're going to do that?
Yeah, apparently, yeah, 10 was supposed to come out next year.
Kind of a good thing then.
Huh? 10 Part 1 was supposed to come out next year.
Yeah, 10 Part 1?
Yep.
So we won't even have an 11, we'll have 10.5?
It'll be 10 Part 2.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
What?
The fact that they can't just call it Fast 10 and Fast 11, you have to have Fast 10 Part 1.
Oh, because it's going to be a two-parter.
Ugh, pointless. That is pointless. Fair enough, they have to explain why Han's back. But yeah.
Why?
Because he died, like, in the third one, came back in the fourth one, died again, I guess, in the sixth. Is it the sixth or the seventh?
Well, you already got it wrong, because he wasn't in the fourth one.
Wasn't the fourth one set before?
It was, but it wasn't... That wasn't four. So, I mean, he wasn't in four, he was in five.
So when did they introduce Jason Statham?
In eight?
In eight?
No, not eight.
It was in number three, right?
It was eight, seven.
So did we see him in number three? We didn't see him in number three, did we?
Who?
The guy that ran over Han.
Of course not.
Okay. Just found out he was dead. Fine. All right, cool. Webs. I don't like Fast and Furious anyway. So
everyone knows you don't like it.
I try though, I try. I've done a little bit of research on this one.
Don't try about anything. Yeah. You just black hate what you hate, and it's fair enough. It's fair enough.
Nah, you're being pedantic.
Shouldn't complain when other people like stuff.
Whatever, you rice cake of entertainment.
Say that again?
You rice cake of entertainment. Whatever.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
You're bland. You're basic.
I'm basic.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm basic.
Unfortunately,
The only film I'm looking forward to is Batman. You can't get more basic than that, bruv.
When did I say that, bruv?
You said that last episode.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Of course you did.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Me? What is that? Is that out of context, you're saying? Yeah? Yeah.
What do you mean, is it out of context? That's what you said. That's what you meant.
I said I do not like the whole of the DC universe, which is currently going on. The only one I'm waiting for is Batman, because that's completely different.
That's what I said.
I enjoyed the Joker for that reason as well, because it was nothing to do with the trash hole that Zack Snyder had decided to do. Which is...
The thing is, it's over now. Why are you still talking about
it? It's not over.
It is over.
It's not over. They still got Flashpoint.
He doesn't work for them no more. He's not working on their movies anymore.
Still, like, stain the smell, bruv. The smell's still there.
Yeah, but it's in the fucking past. Let the past go. Let the past die.
Nah, bruv. You let the past die, bruv.
I will.
No, you won't.
I will. I'll carry on and move on with my life.
Never, bruv.
I'm not going to be bitter about stuff that's gone and past.
It's not stuff that's gone and past, it's stuff that constantly happens with the DC universe. It's constant, bro.
Yeah, but you can't say it's constant if it hasn't happened yet.
It's still going.
Huh?
You've got Wonder Woman coming out.
Well, it was meant to come out.
And then you've also got Aquaman 2, which they're meant to be starting filming around about 2 months ahead. But yeah, it's mad. But... strangely enough, it brings me back onto my other sort of thing. Venom 2 apparently is being filmed, as well as a new third Sony film.
It's on hold.
Well, most things are on hold, but we're in the world of make-believe if they manage to get it done. The new one is to be revealed, and it's called The Spectacular Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which is kind of, like, weird, because they're talking to people that were part of Spider-Man universe that was defunct, i.e. Andrew Garfield, and Sam Raimi is now part of the MCU, So there's also talks of Into the Spider-Verse real-life action movie being made.
Is this legit information, or is this Shunt's new website information?
Shunt has got a new website, so it's the same website, so shut your mouth. And it has been confirmed. I went onto Sony's website the other day, and sure enough, it is to reveal to be a Spider-Man, but they haven't yet disclosed the nature of which Spider-Man.
Okay.
So it could be any type of Spider-Man. It could be Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse with Doc Ock mindset, i.e. What was that one called?
What?
The one where Dr. Octopus takes over Spider-Man's brain.
They're not going to do that.
No, but what was that one called?
Depends. Which part? You mean the part before he was actually in Spider-Man's body, or once he was in Spider-Man's body?
Once he was in Spider-Man's body.
Superior Spider-Man.
The Superior Spider-Man. What was the one before that? Was it it was Amazing Spider-Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's just the name of the comic. That's not what the arc was called.
What was the arc called in life?
I think it started in To the End of the Earth or something like that.
Okay. And that was the one where he was looking for Mary Jane, right?
What?
Is that the one where he's looking for Mary Jane, or he's looking for... I know he's looking for somebody. Peter Parker.
Wasn't looking for anybody.
Peter Parker wasn't.
No.
Okay, fine. And was it Norman Osborn?
Was what Norman Osborn?
Search for someone. I know somebody to the end of the earth was one of those sort of like... searching for story.
I think you're thinking about something else.
Fair.
He was fighting Doc Ock, and at the end of that story, Doc Ock was trying to do like one last caper before he died or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of that story was when he took over Pete's body.
Mm-hmm. It's not when he designed.
You must be thinking about something else.
Yeah. Because I know that they were wrapping up a couple of arcs at the same time, weren't they? Seeing Superior Spider-Man. No, because I remember seeing Superior Spider-Man and some other Spider-Man stories, and it was like, what's that, Miles Morales?
Yeah, but the whole, like, no one was looking for somebody.
Fine, alright, so no one's looking for anyone. Okay, cool. Alright. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, it was Miles Morales, but it's all good.
Miles Morales what?
Was looking for Peter.
But he wasn't in Peter's timeline when that happened.
It was in his comics. It's weird.
Huh?
It was in his comics.
He's dead in his comics.
Yeah, the original one's dead, but there's another one that he's looking for. It's crazy. Anyway.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. But yeah, needless to say, Superior Spider-Man may well be made. Into the Spider-Verse live action. I'm just thinking of, like, you know, logistics of money.
What about money?
I'm just thinking it would just be way too expensive to have both Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and, Tom Holland in the same.
More
film.
Expensive than having fucking Robert Downey Jr. turn up.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Definitely no.
I'm going to say yes.
I say probably Andrew Garfield's probably the most expensive person, and not including Tom Holland, and
whoever the baddie's going to be.
Say that again?
The baddie's going to have to be some form of Green Goblin. Goblin that they haven't even introduced yet.
That, I would disagree.
What?
I don't think that would happen, and two, I would hope that wouldn't happen, because you couldn't have, like, you wouldn't waste the Green Goblin in a film with not Peter Parker.
Well, this is it. You have several Peter Parkers.
Yeah, no. I'd still say no.
Well, the same theory, right? This Into the Spider-Verse live action introduces Miles Morales, Miles Morales goes up against Venom. They then separate. Then we get Tom Holland being Peter Parker.
Why Venom fighting Miles?
Huh?
Why is Venom fighting Miles?
Because Venom exists in the Sony MCU.
That's not a good enough reason. I mean, like, in story, why? Like, they have no history. There's no, like...
Venom's a borderline
hero in this Sony universe. So why are they fighting?
Because something bad happens. The Venom symbiote gets attached to a gangster, maybe, or... I don't know, whatever they want. I mean, they could do everything apart from Agent Venom.
You can't do that. No, I don't think you can do that.
When
you're trying to establish Venom as his own hero in his own films, you can't then have the symbiote go on to someone else just to fight a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but...
It would be stupid to do that.
Well, whatever the case may be, I think what will probably happen is that Venom 2 will happen.
Yeah.
Peter Parker cameo at the end.
Doubt it.
Well, I'm just thinking from Maximum Carnage point of view. It makes sense.
Why?
Have you read the Maximum Carnage arc?
I think so, a long time ago. But, like, they're setting up Carnage as a Venom villain, so what do you need Spider-Man for?
The main reason why he would need Spider-Man is because in the Venom, Maximum Carnage arc, Spider-Man's the only one that isn't affected by loud noises or fire. So he's the one that administers the separation of Cleek Cassidy from Carnage.
Yeah, but again, they're setting up Carnage as Venom's villain. So Spider-Man's not involved. Why would he turn up at the end?
Because
they don't even live in the same city.
They do and they don't. Well,
no, they just don't.
Well, the way I see it is that because Spider-Man's being hunted down in New York and he cannot be in New York or Europe, San Francisco is probably an easier place for him to hide out and probably dye his hair blonde and design another suit.
Okay, what's your version of turns up at the end?
Turns up in a Scarlet Spider uniform.
No.
Yeah. That way...
That's not even what I'm asking, but instantly, no.
Instantly, yes. Why would...
No, no way.
Ben Reilly would be in hiding anyway.
Say it again?
Ben Reilly, or Reilly.
Reilly?
Reilly.
One.
Reilly.
Two.
Reilly.
There is no Ben Reilly. Three. Again, like, you're setting up Venom as his own... thing, like, as his own franchise, as his own, like, he's his own hero, Carnage is his villain, you're not gonna
he's not his villain, he's a villain.
No, he's his villain.
No, he's a villain. Carnage doesn't
villain of Venoms.
No, he's a villain of the MCU.
No, but he's not in the MCU.
Yeah, he is, in
the
bigger scope.
He's not. He's in a Sony... project by himself.
Arguably, because we don't know the ins and outs of the new contract. Because they renegotiated, bruv. They renegotiated. So, you don't know, I don't know, so this should leave it at that.
So what?
Just saying. You ain't got the answers, bruv.
Huh?
You ain't got the answers, bruv.
Okay. Fine. Leaving the contract out of it, yeah? From a story point of view...
It makes complete sense. From a
writing point of view... Yeah, mm-hmm. if you're setting up a character,
and which they did in the first one.
Whatever, he's turning up in a Venom film. He's Venom's villain. Yeah, even if he ended up in an MCU movie after that, you're still gonna see him as Venom's villain. So anyway,
not really.
He's in a Venom.
Not really, because you're saying the same thing would apply to Loki.
Yes, yeah, I am saying yes.
No. He's not just...
Yes, he's a four villain.
No, he's not a four villain.
Of course he is.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is.
He isn't. He's Thor's brother. Completely different. Say it again? He's Thor's brother. It's completely different.
Yeah, and almost every time he's turned up, he's been a villain.
Almost every time, apart from the last three times.
What three times?
Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War, and...
Ragnarok. Well, he died at the beginning of Endgame, so you can't count that. If he was in the whole movie, who knows what he would have done?
Well, in regards to Endgame, he was in the movie and he did do some fuckery. Huh?
Again?
He was in the movie and he did do some good.
What did I say? I said he died at the beginning of the movie, so you don't know what he would have done if he was in the whole thing.
Arguably, yes. Arguably.
Not arguably, yes, just factually.
Because his whole trajectory has now changed.
He was a villain for most of Ragnarok.
He wasn't.
Huh?
He wasn't a villain for most of
Ragnarok. Kind of was.
Wasn't.
Kind of was.
He wasn't. He was his brother then.
Huh?
He's been his brother since number two.
No, he's been his brother since the first film, but that doesn't make him not a villain. Just because they're related, it doesn't mean he's not a villain.
No, I'm just saying, within the context of the four films, as it were, he wasn't a... Well, in the second one, he wasn't a villain.
Say that again?
Technically, in the second one, he wasn't a villain. Technically. The Dark Elves were. I mean, he was lied to by Odin, but then this is another thing. It's like, nothing was really, like, said about the Frost Giants and all that stuff.
Say that again?
Like, you know, like where he adopts the Frost Giant's son, as it were.
Yeah.
Nothing was really said about why he did that and all that stuff. All you know is that, yeah, that's by the way, this is what happens. And there's some Dark Elves.
So you do know why he did that?
What, for Tree Speedy?
No, because he was an outcast among the Frost Giants.
Yeah. Meh.
Anyway, back to the actual point.
Yeah.
He's a fucking villain in Venom. Venom's not going to be saved by Spider-Man at the end. That's my point.
We don't know. That's the
reality. We do know that. We
do not know.
Because why would you do that? Like, that undercuts your whole fucking film. If your hero for the whole film gets saved by someone who's not even in the film.
Yeah, because it's like the thunder being taken away from the hero. If that makes sense. That's how I write it anyway. Like, it'll be like, the thunder will be taken away. Good? It's not meant to be good. This is the actuality of Venom. This is what happens to Venom in the comics. It's not just Spider-Man. He got buried because Tobey Maguire decided to fuck off.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen Spawn?
Have I seen Spawn?
In Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's your opinions? Best Spawn so far? Is it iterations?
Don't care. No, it's not the best. The best compared to what? The best included in the comic or not included in the comic?
No, as in the best as in, like, moving, best animated looking Spawn.
Okay. I don't know, because I haven't seen the animated series and I haven't seen the film.
How the hell do you manage to be as young as you are and not watch Spawn, the animated TV show?
Because it came out way before my time, bruv.
Lies, bruv. Lies.
What can I say? What can I say?
You're scum. That's it. Like, that's it. If you haven't seen the HBO version of Spawn, you're scum, bruv. I mean, it came out on Toonami, bruv.
Huh?
It came out on Toonami.
I didn't have Toonami.
Yes, you did. If you watch any episode of Dragon Ball Z or anything like that when you're younger, you would have had Toonami, especially in the UK. That's adult
swim. Yeah.
It's scum, bruv.
I didn't have Toonami.
Oh, God. You don't have Toonami or access to the internet. Fine.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. What sort of crap life were you living, bruv? How the hell did you manage to live?
I don't know. What, you going to poor shame me?
Yeah, I'm going to poor shame you. Like, you're age shaming me last episode. You think I didn't forget about that, yeah?
I did what?
You age shame me, bruv.
How did I age shame you? You know what, bruv? You know what? I'm going to get a nice young piece of ting, blah, blah, blah.
Nah,
bruv. Age shamed yourself.
Bruv, I never age shame myself.
Age shamed yourself,
and
bruv.
I fought a way around that now.
Yeah.
It's bad if you go out of a girl that's like 19. But if you go out with two girls at the same time and they are 19, that's about your age.
Okay. You've made it worse.
I haven't made it worse. I made it better. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game, bro.
Yeah, that's what an old man would say.
No, not at all. An old man.
Exactly what an old man would say.
If you are 36.
Sorry. I made a mistake. That's what a dirty old man would say.
Dirty old man. Well, call me ODB then, innit? Protect your neck, motherfucker. I'm out of this life. About it, bruv. Today, I ain't gonna be one of these guys that grow old and like, I've got old ass ting, and then complain about the old ass ting that they're not in love with. Like,
again, I just like to say that Shud does not represent the thoughts or the ethical presence of mind for the rest of the Wylon Collective.
The Wylon Collective. What do you mean, bruv? It's a male collective, bruv.
Huh?
I am the mailman, and I'm here to deliver, bruv.
All males, either.
Mailman, like masculine, bruv. This is what every man like wants at the core. They want young and virile, of age.
Okay.
Young, virile, and of age. Legal age, obviously.
Finish talking about Venom. Yeah. What was your original thing about Venom, anyway?
What do you mean?
What was the original point about Venom? Because I know we started talking about
yeah. I talked about Venom, and then you tried to age shame me again by denying that you've watched Spawn in any shape or form.
When I mentioned,
don't explain. Just watch it.
This is not a bit.
Anyway, it's a bit, bro. And then, as a result, I poor shamed you, and then you then tried to age shame me again, and then I reacted with the age bit. That's the whole connotation, bruv. That is the series of events, and that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say to my lawyer. I'm going to say it to the popo. I'm going to say it to my mama. I'm going to say it to everybody.
Catch a case Weinstein, bruv.
Now, bruv. Speaking of which, Jesus. See, I'm a master of segues, bruv. 23 years, bruv.
No one cares. Moving on.
Bruv, you got to care. That's like, I don't know. He's old as shit now. It means absolutely fuck all to these women. Because, I mean, yeah, he's behind bars, but he's no longer a threat.
No one cares, moving on.
What do you mean no one cares, moving on? What, you afraid to say something about the wines, yeah?
No, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, you do. It's entertainment, bro. This is what we're here to give a shit about.
So?
If it was a gardening show and I mentioned Weinstein, yeah, hit me in the mouth. But, you know, if it's an entertainment show, you got to discuss it, bro. Stop being a bitch.
Yeah, but find it entertaining.
What's not entertaining? The fact that he used to fuck plants.
Huh?
The fact that he used to fuck plants. That's hilarious, bruv.
I don't care.
That shit's hilarious. And the fact that, you know, all these women were young, virile, and just literally didn't leave or walk away or not turn
away. Yeah, you're stuck in the same bucket, bruv.
I'm not, bruv. I'm not saying work for me and show me your stuff. I'm not that guy. Yeah. I won't give the lady a job. She'll have to have her own money.
Okay.
She has to pay her own bills, have her own money. So I'm back, bruv. Yes, there was a dance. There was a shimmy and a dance. It went like left, right, left, left, right, left, right. Yeah, it was good. Anyway, on to the main part of the show, which is the second part of the developments, which is based on, you know, last week's one, which was basically about, you know, age shaming and all that shit. This one is about bedroom shaming. Now,
what?
Bedroom shaming. Now, I haven't had this.
What's this got to do with entertainment?
It's entertaining. Entertainment. So, shush. Now, on a normal circumstance, when is it appropriate to ask for a sexual kink during coitus?
There's no answer to that.
Yes, there is. Is it before, during, or after?
Of course there is, because everyone's different.
Before, during, or after, redacted? I'm asking.
Huh?
Before, during, or after?
Well, it depends who you're with.
You're with the person that you're with. Before, during, or after.
It depends.
Let me put it into these terms, right? Because obviously you're being defensive, you're being quiet.
I'm being defensive.
Yes, you are. Bro. It's fine. Every man.
Blanket answer. If someone came to you off the street and they asked you the same question, how are you going to tell them? You don't know their life. You don't know who they're with.
I would say it again: before, during, or after.
It depends.
It does depend. So basically, before, basically for me, is when you're doing strategy. So you're saying to the person, like a coach, this is what we're going to do. We're going to head for the end zone. We're going to do this, that, and the other. During is like more sort of transitional. It's like, yeah. Okay. No. And then after, it's like, yeah, I want a bit of dessert. How about some dessert? It's what I want for dessert. This sort of thing. So which of those examples do you reckon seem more familiar to your activity-based activity?
It depends.
Stop being
Eating in the moment.
The heat in the moment. So you're middle. You're during. That's what you are.
You are
during.
If that's what you want to take from my answer.
Which means you're savage, bruv. Absolute savage. That's a Weinstein mood, is during.
Yeah, okay.
Before, you're too planning, you're going to kill the buzz, sort of thing. During, sometimes it's better to, you know, be forgiven, I guess. And then after, it's sort of like, I enjoyed what we had so far. I want to take it up a notch. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Dessert. I say this because one of my nephews, during coitus, was asked by a lady. How do I say this delicately? Was asked by a lady. Let me say this. Oh, God. Actually, he wasn't related to me. I say nephew as in, like, you know, a younger person that I do know. To fist her anus.
Okay.
Whilst entering her from behind. Yes. Let that sink in. Let it marinate. When do you reckon this is an appropriate time to ask said question? Before, during, or after?
Do you know they're planning on having a Clueless pop-up restaurant?
Before, during, or after?
Huh?
Before, during, or after?
It depends.
I mean, me, I would decline. I'd be like, I've enjoyed my night so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue to enjoy it. I wish you all the best. And unfortunately, I will not be partaking with the fisting of your anus, madam. And I'm going to go home. Because that's where it's safe.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Clueless pop-up restaurant.
Whatever. Next.
Would you go to a Clueless restaurant?
No, I want people to actually have an idea during the coronavirus, bruv.
Huh?
I want people to have a fucking idea during the coronavirus.
Idea of what?
How to fucking serve food.
What?
Clueless pop-up restaurant. Yeah. Coronavirus. Coronavirus requires you to wash your hair, wash your hands for like 20 minutes while saying happy birthday. I'm not going to enjoy myself with airheaded people doing American impressions. It's beyond me.
What if it's not impressions?
Oh, they're actually Americans, they're actually airheads. The only thing that would make it even remotely attractive was if Stacey Dash was there. And, what's her name? Flockhart. Is it Heather Flockhart? Who's the girl that plays the main airhead?
Alicia Silverstone.
That one.
Yeah.
I was close. Completely irrelevant.
It's not even close.
I was not close, but
even in the ballpark.
Waves. That girl would have to be there. And I don't think it'll be as cool now as it was then.
Their better looking doubles would be there.
Don't you mean they're better looking doubles? I doubt it.
Well, look like that now.
Exactly.
Huh?
So it's got to be a double tragedy and a pointless exercise in culinary entertainment. I'm going to pass. Hard pass, bro.
Nah, I'd go. Why? Hang out in the 90s restaurant.
Yeah?
I said, I'd go. I'd go to a 90s themed restaurant.
And you'll get the coronavirus.
Not now.
Well, yeah, wait. As soon as you go there. As soon as you go there, you'll get the coronavirus.
One, just because you go to a restaurant doesn't mean you're going to get the coronavirus.
What health and safety? Yeah. What health?
Two.
Stop.
It's not open now.
What do you mean, bro?
It's not
open. Stop counting. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, obviously it's not open now. That's why I said they're planning on. As in, it's happening in the future.
Ugh. You're interrupting me talking about... Something anal fisted.
Or you're interested in fucking talking about fucking 19-year-olds and when is it good to ask them if you can fist them in the anus?
No, I didn't say that. That is a whole thing that you have now, you know, perverted into existence.
Whatever, that's what I'm hearing, bruv.
Why do you want to fist a 19-year-old? Discuss, Mr. Redacted. Why do you want to fist a 19-year-old? That's just rude. Why do you want to fist a 19-year-old? That's just rude.
I don't.
It's in you, bruv. It's in you. Why? Why is it in you?
I'm not the one.
Why would you make that connection?
I'm not the one introducing this stuff into the show.
No, it was completely different. Completely different situation. In fact, it was an older woman that asked to be fisted in the anus.
I think the age is actually irrelevant.
No, the age is completely relevant in that context.
No, in this context, which I'm talking about, it's irrelevant.
What? Clueless?
No. The fact that you're complaining, I'm interrupting you, talking about whatever nonsense you're trying to bring up.
It's not nonsense, bruv. These are, you know, distracting questions that people can ask themselves whilst they're suffering inside in quarantine. Bruv.
Okay.
It's all about distraction. Stop thinking about yourself.
Thinking about myself.
Thinking about yourself. Fisting 19-year-olds. The hell's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's on you, Redacted. I didn't say that.
Yeah. I mean, look. The evidence is there, bro.
Exactly.
We can all hear who broached the subject and who wanted to talk about it and who
the lady, as something. I said before, she was an older woman. She was an older woman. And she got fisted in a behind. Right. She got curled up in a exit hole, tumped in the front bottom, no, back bottom. I don't know. Is it technically? It depends where they're laying down, I suppose. But yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Parasite is the highest grossing foreign language film in the UK.
What?
Parasite.
Parasite.
It's the highest grossing foreign language film released in the UK.
And you got that from Anus? Okay, fine. Fine. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it did win like shit tons of Oscars.
Yeah.
And now everyone's ill, and I suppose they're going there for the lols.
Most of this money would have been made before everything was locked down, so...
I mean, they've just recently locked down cinemas, haven't they?
I don't know. When I checked yesterday, my one was still open.
Really? They've closed them all down now.
Okay. Well, like I said, yesterday, I didn't check today.
What happened late night yesterday, so Odeon got closed down, View got closed down, Pitch House got closed down. Well, I think they're kind of like in the same group sort of thing. So...
Definitely, most of this money would have been made before it got closed down, so I don't really think that's got anything to do with it.
Okay, so what do you reckon is going to be the future?
Oscar buzz, yeah, definitely, that probably had something to do with it.
Exactly. So, needless to say, what do you think is going to happen in regards to the new releases of now? Do you think they're going to go straight to DVD so they can make money from it? Or not DVD, straight to online download?
I mean, to be honest, it's just going to be on a case-by-case basis. Like we said earlier, Fast and Furious has been pushed back till next year. Mm-hmm. Bond and like Mulan have been pushed back to later on this year. It just depends on when they feel like they'll have the opportunity to make the most money. If they think that there's not a chance to, you know, recoup properly their investment by you know, holding off and releasing it at a later time, then yeah, so, they'll drop it on straight to streaming or whatever.
Well, one rumor that I heard is that Mulan's going to be a launch title with Disney Plus. In the UK, anyway. That was the rumor I was hearing. Because that's the only reason why I asked that question, because I was thinking a lot of these companies that make these films, they own their own streaming services now.
Yeah.
So it'll be one of those cases where you have the streaming service, and instead of it, you wait in, say, 2 to 3 weeks with it being in the cinema, you just release it straight to cinema. I mean, straight to the streaming service.
Yeah, but then you're making no money back.
Yeah, you are, because people have really subscribed to your service.
Okay, but then you're making a fraction of the money back. If anything, you should release it to buy on streaming.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can do it like that.
Yeah, but the Disney service isn't set up to buy.
It hasn't been set up at all yet.
It's set up everywhere else. It's just not set up in the UK. Like, they don't have the back end to just be like, oh, but you can actually pay for Mulan separately. And like, if you're gonna have it to pay for, you might as well have it to pay for everywhere.
It might even be just the case that they increase certain parts of the paywall, so you can have cinema releases next day, and you just pay, say, £5 more, which I wouldn't even mind.
Maybe, but that probably still take a while to set up anyway.
Nah, it won't be. The way that you do it with everybody else or everywhere else does it is that they do a trial period, like 3 months, so they let you know that you're going to have to pay for it. And then they cut off the service.
Say that again?
They let you know that you have to pay for it, and then they cut off the service.
Pay for what?
The premium content, or the premium content, because you're technically already paying for premium content, but now you're paying for the super premium content.
No, I don't mean about just letting people know. I mean, like, it's not part of the site. It's not part of the app. Like,
have you got the app?
Built.
Have you got the app?
No.
Then what basis are you speaking from? Probably already is.
Say that again?
Then what basis are you speaking from? Because it probably already is. I mean, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but why would it if that wasn't the plan?
Because this wasn't the plan.
That wasn't the plan.
This is the entire thing. It's not the plan. This is it.
Exactly. So it wouldn't be built in if that wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
You can't say it probably is already built in if they never planned to do that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? You just said that it's probably already built in. Like, it's probably already built in that you can, have a separate paywall set up for premium releases. When, if that wasn't a plan, why would you build that in?
Well, we'll see, innit? We'll see. Because, obviously, times have changed, and now we're facing with this nonsense. So, yeah. Before everything returns to normal, maybe there's things that have been finished. I'm not talking about the things that they're currently filming. Things that they're currently filming, I think, should still get cinematic release. But things that have already been filmed and were going to go to cinema over the next 3 months, I reckon should be on a streaming platform.
Why?
Because, I mean, like, one or two things. Like, so the streaming platform for a price, i.e. it's released on Amazon Prime, or say Xbox or PlayStation Network.
Why do you think that, though?
Because at least they're making money from it. Because right now,
yeah, but
it's the same thing with that Marvel was a fucking New Mutants.
Yeah.
They could have just put that to, like, because technically that's a straight to DVD or straight to video nonsense film. It's not really of the caliber that you release it in the cinema, and that would do well on the streaming service.
Well, why'd you say that?
It's just because it came out and it was made by Fox. That's about it. Most of the X-Men related films that were made by Fox.
So was Logan.
Exactly. Most of the X-Men related films that were made by Fox are straight to DVD versus the Marvel.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of most of them, but many people were, and they made a lot of money. That's just facts.
Yeah, they're facts.
Yeah, but, you can't really say you should release them straight to DVD when they make a lot of money in the cinema.
Okay, argument's there. The argument's definitely there. However, the reality is this, and you know and I know. If it wasn't the case where people had things such as unlimited passes, because they've got them in America and China and all that stuff, to watch cinema.
They recently got them in America. They didn't always have them.
Needless to say.
It's relevant. You brought it up, so it's relevant.
Okay, so with these things in place, are technically these films that are mediocre in quality just being watched because people want something to do, rather than going to spend their money to visit?
But isn't that every film?
Not really.
Any film, you want something to do.
Well, there's that argument. It's a distraction. I get that, but I'm just thinking like the quality of film. It's not like
you again, like the quality is it's the enjoyment of the film is subjective. The quality you can argue is objective, but again, like they make a lot of money. So a lot of people, I know that I'm in the minority of people that don't like those X-Men films because more people go to see them than not.
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure most people that I speak to have not enjoyed those X-Men films.
Yeah, but that's just people you know, and that's people.
No. These are people that I care to know. But people that actually enjoy X-Men films, I feel somewhat repulsed being around them. So I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't. A sample of your friends is not a big enough sample to do a survey on or to take a poll.
Well, it isn't. I mean,
it's just not. Fact, it's not. It isn't. It just isn't.
Okay. Argument's sake. I have friends that are from different backgrounds and different ideologies. I survey 100 people. I survey 100 of those people, right?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that percentage will be low.
In regards to
people that like X-Men films.
But the box office will disagree with you.
No, the box office just takes money, bruv.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't really put that to, as I said before, like people now that they have like cinema passes and stuff like that, that's something that they do. They just go and they watch shit films and I disagree.
Just because, as a person with a cinema pass, I'm more likely to take a chance on a film, but that doesn't mean I don't go out of my way to watch shit films. I still value my time enough to be like, well, I think that film's going to be garbage, so I'm not going to see it.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, even you've said, like, when I say, oh, do you want to go see a film or whatever? And then you're like, this film's 3 hours long. Like, I don't want to be in this. Like,
No. You have to be more specific. Huh? What film did I say was 3 hours long?
No, it doesn't matter. My point
is.
My point is about people do take time into account.
They do.
Like, how long do they have to travel to get to the cinema? How long are they going to have to travel back? How long is the film? How much are they going to end up spending? Even though you've got a cinema card, like, you're still, you know, most people still spend money when they go to the cinema.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I don't think just because you have a cinema card, you're going to go and see rubbish. Like, people enjoy those films.
It depends. Sometimes, I mean, like, if you're as young as I am.
That's the bad.
If you're as young as I am,
enjoy them. It's just a fact.
Yeah. If you're as young as I am, if you're as young as I am, when I first watched X-Men,
age has anything to do with it.
Yeah. When I first watched the X-Men film, it was fresh. Yeah. It was like it was new. That was the only one that was available on said market. There wasn't any other superhero quote unquote films, and for that, I applaud Fox for pioneering it. One thing I do not applaud Fox for doing is dropping the baton, basically.
Yeah.
They had full reign of what to do with, like, the X-Men. They could have done anything they wanted.
Yep. And Fantastic Four.
Anything they wanted. And what they produced out of the mutant word, or the mutants, was next to subpar and lackluster.
Yeah, for the most part, definitely.
So, but they have been rapidly overtaken by DC as we spoke. So, because, you know, dare I say it, DC were the godfathers of releasing superhero films with Batman and Superman, collectively. And whatever they have now, I do not understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because it makes you feel like you're crazy, because you have to think, wait, 13 years ago, the same company released Batman Begins and Batman Dark Knight Rises and all that. And now they have Birds of Prey, the Emancipation of Harley Quinn, who was never in the Birds of Prey, ever. As a comic book nerd.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
You enjoy some weird shit. It's probably you that fucked the snake in the Corona outbreak. Was it a snake or a bat?
Back to the point, which is like, just because you don't enjoy a film, I don't think that means it should be relegated to streaming.
I'm not saying just relegated to streaming. I'm like, just saying over this period of time,
they need to figure out how much money they're going to make before you just say, oh, every film that's made and should be coming out soon should come out on streaming, because if that was your money, that wouldn't be your response.
I don't know. I mean, me personally, I just feel like, you know, during this tiring, dire time, where people cannot go out and watch films, they need to be distracted, bro. Like, and this is what these films actually do. Like, you know, without all the bells and whistles on and all the sarcasm and, you know, the spiteful comments that I may eject from my person. You know, films are a distraction, and right now people need to be distracted because life currently sucks. Currently. I mean, you probably suck even more eventually, so sucks so far.
Yeah. No, yeah, but, like, there's stuff. I mean, it's not like you know, we're not really hurting for content. There's stuff out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a whole bunch of people I saw on Twitter the other day that are just discovering Sons of Anarchy for the first time. Wow. Like, there's stuff you can watch. You know, having like maybe 10 new releases in the next couple of months is not really going to change that.
I don't know. I mean, do you reckon, like, it's better for somebody to discover a series that has existed for, say, 10 years beforehand to discover it? Or is it better for them to discover something that's more current, as in something that's just been released now?
I mean, it, how do you even answer that question?
No, I'm just talking from, like, a perspective of a studio. Like, fair enough, there's syndication, but obviously do you earn more money in the long term from a new IP rather than an old IP?
Probably from the studio perspective, it's better for you to be discovering new shit, because if it's currently on, you'll probably carry it on for more seasons.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if series is done?
It's possibly what?
Like, you know, like your Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad's.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to say True Detective. I think it's had its run, and The Following. Yeah. There's a lot of sort of like niche cult sort of like.
Yeah.
Serials that I feel have gone underlooked over the past couple of years. But saying that, it's like one of those ones where does something have to end in order for it to be good?
Of course not. Because all those shows you
name, in this day and age, like, I'm just saying, like, because there's so many series I feel like Walking Dead that go through ups and downs, and part of me feels that it should have ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
But apparently now this Whisperer's angle is meant to be so good, and I've seen the more recent episode with Negan. So basically at this point Negan has now met up with these Whisperers.
Yeah.
So those that are familiar with the comics versus the actual TV series, Whisperers are a violent group. Negan was the most violent sort of like supervillain within the scape of Walking Dead. And apparently, one likes the other, or the other likes the other. And romance ensues over melee of violence. So, yeah.
Okay, back to your question. From a studio's perspective, it would be the new thing. Because obviously, like I said, you can get more seasons out of it. You might be able to get a spin-off out of it.
Mm.
And there's more scope to sell merchandise.
I suppose it's easier to sell an Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe t-shirt with a Negan bat on it than, say, an Alpha meets another Alpha t-shirt with both Negan and Alpha on it, sort of thing. Because obviously it's current versus, you know, stuff that people already know. But in regards to sort of like retro series and all that stuff, it's come to my attention that within this pandemic, a lot of people are wanting to watch like breakout films or films with you know, people getting sick and stuff, because people are sick. Two films have been recommended to me, and I think I've seen one of them. One's called The Andromeda Strain, and the other one's called The Devil Bug.
Okay.
And obviously, like, you got ones like Contagion, what's the other one? Outbreak, with Dustin Hoffman. Yeah. There's one I watched on, I think it's a horror channel, and it was something like... No, it wasn't on the Discovery Channel. Not Discovery Channel, it wasn't on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You say, you mean you.
No, it was on, what one was it on? It was on a streaming service, V-Wars, which basically makes it seem as if vampirism is... Strain, The Strain, that was the one I was thinking of. I knew it was vampires.
Film, but yeah.
No, not a film, it was a TV series.
No, I know, you said films.
Well, then you've got obviously Underworld and all that stuff. But yeah, needless to say... people have started to get into these sort of like plague films.
Yep.
And you go into your Netflix, it'll be trending.
Yeah.
So Pandemic was trending, like, even though it's the most boringest documentary, but people are like trying to get ahead of the curve, innit? So it's like, oh, for fuck then. So they're watching all of this Netflix stuff.
Like watching a movie.
It's not a movie, Pandemic. It's a documentary.
Okay, fair enough.
So they're trying to catch up. And then, like, movie-wise, they're watching stuff like Outbreak? Yeah, Outbreak and Contagion, all that stuff.
Yep.
Which brings me on to the next part of this debacle. The map.
Pause.
Huh?
Pause.
What did you say? You need to go to toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hot mic, innit? Hot mic, bruv. Dinner's over there, innit? Go and piss. Go and piss, bruv. God, this guy, bruv. Tripping over his shit, trying to piss. That mine out, he don't slip and piss on himself. That'd be embarrassing. Nobody wanted to touch him, not because, like, coronavirus and shit, but because man's coming in piss. That'd be peak. Proper peak. Yeah, so... Just the people at home kind of get what I'm saying. There's going to be a new part of Project Ice Cream, which is going to be some form of short film that we're going to introduce to the pack and stuff. But yes, we've still got MVPs and Eggs Benedict to come. That should be released the back end of the site. And the back end of the site, to get in there, it's ma.wylon.com. And that's basically our members area. And all of the new stuff is going to be posted up on said forum. So if anybody's interested in getting involved in Project Ice Cream, I suggest they go to ma.wylon.com. Yeah, this mic's not... I'm pretty sure it's not taking a piss. I'm pretty sure it's taking a dump. It's taking so long. Yo, you're back.
Back.
So, yeah, Redacted, you're back, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so what is... the thing that you're watching in your quarantine, apart from Quarantine, obviously. There's that film as well, Quarantine.
What have I been watching? I watched The Outsider.
The Outsider?
Yep.
Okay. Is that a TV series or a film?
It's a TV series. It's got Jason Bateman in it. I think he's a producer. He directed at least some of the episodes. I can't remember if he directed every episode.
So, is that the same guy that does Ozark and Arrested Development?
Say that again?
Is that the same guy that does Ozark and Arrested Development, or is he the guy that's in American Pie?
No, it's the guy from Ozark. Mm-hmm. The one you're thinking about is Jason Biggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jason Biggs. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, that's, I said Jason Bateman. There's two different names.
Both Jason.
If I give you a name, why would you give me a face of someone else?
Because it's funny, and I knew for a fact that confused you for a little bit. So it made me feel good inside.
No, it didn't.
He was confused.
Only in the sense that I was trying to think of the name of the guy that you was talking about. Like, I was thinking, why? His name is Jason, but what's his last name?
Exactly. It's excellent. It's perfect. It's like Donovan. If I was to say Donovan or something like that. Oh, the guy that was in Neighbours, or the guy that was on Crystal Lake.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Jason Bateman is in it. Directs at least some of the episodes. Pretty sure he's a producer on it as well.
Probably is.
Based on the Stephen King novel.
I've seen clips of this. Is this the one where... actually, I might be thinking of another one called Outcast.
Probably. You're always thinking of something else.
No. Is this one about an exorcism? The guy that does exorcism?
No.
Okay, it's not the one. It's fine.
That's something else.
It's Outcast. It's fine.
Was it called Outcast?
I believe so. Huh? I know Out was in the title. Outlander or Outcast or... I don't know. It's irrelevant anyway. So, Outsider, based on Stephen King. What happens in it? Kind of. Like, give me a brisk...
When you finish, I'll continue.
Go ahead.
Ben Mendelsohn's in it. For the fourth time. It's about a guy, Jason Bateman's character.
Okay.
He's picked up by the police, Ben Mendelsohn's character, for the torture and murder of a child in their small town.
Small town of Maine, yeah?
I mean, in the book, probably, or almost definitely. I'm not sure the TV series is set in Maine.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think it's probably mentioned, but I don't know. Like, the place could be... I don't know.
Maine's a horrible place, bro. It's a horrible place.
Say that again?
Maine's a horrible place. Like, because of Stephen King.
Don't worry about
killer
clowns,
fucking sentient cars, fucking psychics with period pains. It's just not a cool place, bro.
Yeah, but you do realise it's not real.
I know it's not real, but I'm just saying it just seems.
Yeah, but
like
why would you say Maine's a terrible place? So you say like
there's vampires.
Stephen King's version of Maine is a terrible place, or to Stephen King, Maine is a terrible place. But to just say Maine is a terrible place is incorrect.
I've never been there. I know. There's not a county of Maine, I guess.
Huh?
No. There is. There is a county.
Yeah, it's a real place. I mean, I think some of the places he mentions that are in Maine are not real, but Maine is real. Anyway,
Karen.
He gets picked up by Ben Mendelsohn.
Mm-hmm.
It's torture and murder of this kid. Mm-hmm. There's witnesses.
Wait, that watched him kill this kid?
No, but like saw him with the kid beforehand.
Okay, fine.
So there's witnesses that see him with the kid. There's DNA evidence.
It's all circumstantial, because if he was with the kid, we already know that he was with the kid.
What?
Just saying, it's all circumstantial, because he was just the last person seen with the kid.
No, but there's also DNA evidence.
What, in his booty?
What?
Saying if he's a kid, you know, so it's only two places he can pull it.
Yeah, but it could be blood. Like, it could be...
Oh, there we go, blood.
It could be skin cells. It could be hair. Like, why do you straight away go to, like... You know.
Because it's a Stephen King book, and I assume it's a horror film. So I'm thinking of the most horrific thing to say, because that's what it probably is.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the fact that the kid may have been fondled or raped before he got killed is probably the worst thing in the world, especially if it's by this outsider, arguably.
Anyway, moving on.
Karen. So the kid gets raped. What else?
No one said that, but...
But. Okay, fair
enough.
Okay.
Say it.
But what?
What?
But what? What?
So,
but
anyway, all the evidence goes points to this guy, so they pick him up, blah, blah, blah. They don't bother, like, trying to make it discreet or whatever, because as far as they know, they've got him banged to rights. They don't care who in the town knows that it was him or, you know, whatever. They pick him up, take him in. He's swearing up and down he didn't do anything. And then, like, they find out he's got an alibi. He was in a different place when this happened. And again, there's, like, evidence. Like, there's eyewitness evidence. There's video evidence. There's DNA evidence that says that at the time that this happened, he was, you know, he wasn't even in the same state or town or whatever.
So that kind of makes it a bit spooky.
Yeah, and then the investigation carries on from there.
Okay.
But yes,
two places at once. Two places at once.
Say it again?
So he was in two places at once.
Seemingly, yes. But yeah, I've almost finished it. I mean, it is finished now. I think there's only 10 episodes. I need to watch the last one.
The last one?
Yeah, I need to see the last episode.
Okay, you've got a bad habit of doing this, so I'm just going to...
Of what?
You get to the last episode of a thing and then you stop watching it.
No.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Oh, because you knew I was going to give you examples, right?
Huh?
Yeah. I'm going to give you examples, bro. Remember that time when I told you to watch Titans?
Moving on. Huh?
Titans.
I didn't watch...
Umbrella Academy.
Wait. Yeah, you told me to watch Titans, but I didn't watch every episode of Titans apart from the last one. I probably watched 3 episodes of Titans and then stopped.
Crazy. Anyway, moving on, yeah.
Say that again?
Moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on up.
Get your facts straight, bruv. Get your facts straight.
Moving on up.
Facts straight, bruv.
Yeah, half watching motherfucker. Carry
on. Huh?
You're half watching motherfucker. It's fine.
Nah, well, it depends. Like, if I'm not enjoying something, I'm not going to continue watching it. If I was going to... I'd still be locked in fucking Walking Dead if I did that.
Mm. And I would have still been watching Black Lightning, so...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you need to let this shit go.
You do. I'm so glad I let go of Black Lightning when I did. Although, as a result, I have literally, like... I haven't watched a CW series in a long time. Like, long time.
Yeah.
I feel bad for it. Because I used to be, like, the crusader of said genre, and then it's like, oh, God, I can't even watch anymore.
Yeah, no, why? You shouldn't feel bad. Like, it's on them. Like... It's not like they've kept the same level of quality.
Yeah.
They're
very dippy.
You know, I understand. Yeah, it's hard to write a compelling TV show. But like, if you can't, if 20 odd episodes is too much for you to handle, do less episodes.
Yeah.
Do less episodes. Mm. Everywhere else is doing less episodes. And still you're doing 20 odd episodes a season, and
you're breaking that season up.
You know, like, less than half of them are good.
Less.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd say less. I'd say maybe, like,
I'd say an eighth of the episodes are good.
Say that again?
An eighth.
I don't know, my brain can't do that math. It's half. Okay. I didn't ask for an explanation.
Well, you got one.
Relevant.
Deal with it.
What I was going to say, which is relevant, is the last full season I watched of Flash, probably a quarter of it was good.
And then
like, maybe half of it was okay.
Was that the Finker one?
Yeah. I can't hear you if you're talking while I'm talking.
That makes no sense.
Like, I'm saying something, and then you start talking. I can't hear what you're saying, basically.
Okay. So, what is the obvious cue? Is it like for you to listen to what I'm saying, and then say your piece?
I mean, that's usually how conversation works.
I can imagine. But now, in this corona-aided environment, it's like I'm just shouting in space, bruv. It's mad. I have to close my eyes to get enough rage to actually shout at you. It's quite funny. It's funny. Speaking of funny, mailbag. Anything in your mailbag?
Say it again?
Anything in the mailbag?
I don't think we do mailbag anymore.
Yeah, I suppose. Especially with this coronavirus, I ain't looking to touch any envelopes. It's just long. Okay, hypothetically speaking, if we did have a letter from the mailbag, what would you want it to say?
What would I want it to say?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing before you even said anything? That's wrong.
Huh?
Why are you laughing without even saying anything? Like, it just came
out. No, I was just thinking about Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, what do you mean? Which one?
No, like, basically, or apparently, he recently crawled out of his own ass and became aware of the coronavirus.
Oh my God. What happened?
Apparently he was off meditating in the desert somewhere for like 12 days.
Oh shit. So he literally came back and people were dying.
Yeah.
That is trippy as hell, bro. I mean, like, more power to him. Like, going away for a retreat and all this madness is...
Fuck him and his nonsense, bro.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that is hilarious to come back to. Like, if you could come back at any particular awkward moment, like, this is like the walking in of the masturbation of humanity. Yeah. So literally, you just come back into, like, humanity, or open up the door in the living room to humanity, and just saw, like, something masturbating. So, okay, I'm going to sit this one out.
I don't know about your analogy, but it's got to be humbling, right? For a guy that thinks he's Jesus, that's got to humble you a little bit.
Well, he needs to catch up on the plagues, bruv. There's been a lot, bruv. As I said before, there's been, like, the fires.
Yeah.
There's been a plague of fire, plague of locusts, this actual coughing and sneezing plague. We haven't had a plague. I mean, I don't know how many other plagues there have been in that Bible bit. What is it, the Old Testament? Where Moses is like threatening the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
It's like 7 days of plagues.
Yeah. Ari was never my strong suit.
Yeah. Well, it's never mine, but I went to a Catholic school, so.
Yeah, so you should know more than me.
No, I obviously do, because I've said this, and this. as I said before,
you should know more. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know in depth. I'm not a theologian. You know, I'm just like, I think I got a D in GCSE RE at a Catholic school, which is pretty impressive how unimpressive that was.
Yeah, the level of failure is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy, actually, that I had that level of failure in a religious school, in RE.
You got something to stand out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, it's like, I was there, and even though I was there, I wasn't trying. It's classic.
Of course not.
Classic genius behaviour. It's like, no, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with this whole setup. I'm not giving it any form of effort. And the effort that I did give was good enough for a D. So,
yeah.
Shush. It's good.
Have you seen, I assume the answer's going to be no. But have you seen Picard?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, apologies. So, you know this Captain Rios?
I said I've seen Picard, I haven't watched Picard. Oh,
fuck's sake. Yeah, but you knew what I meant, for fuck's sake.
No, I knew what you meant, as in, like, you're Philistine and you don't watch Picard, and you're not really a true Trekkie.
That's what you said.
That's what you said, bruv.
No.
Yes.
I was not judging you for not watching it.
I assume the answer's no. What sort of bullshit is that? That's like saying, I know you have a small dick, but... Bastard.
You've got issues.
Fuck your bastard.
You've got issues, bruv.
You got issues, bruv.
Dude, you got issues.
You got proper issues. Like, yeah, what sort of a low blow is that?
Issues, bruv. I don't have no issues.
Bruv. I have to be constantly paranoid to the point I think you're setting me up. After last week's shenanigans. Bro. With the whole Megan Fox thing. It's like, bruv. Nah, I'm on edge now. I'm on edge.
That was not a setup. I was trying to play ball, man. I was trying to be a team player.
No, you weren't, bruv. You weren't.
I was.
You weren't.
I was.
Anyway, Picard, what about?
Because in the past,
Picard, what about?
Same thing has happened, yeah? And I've complained, and I've been a bitch about it, and I was like, nah, you know what? I'm just going to be a team player this time.
Oh, you were so not a team player, bro. It was the worst. It was the worst. Anyway, Picard.
I'm a team player, bro. I'm a team player.
Bruv, the only team that you can play on... Most valuable. Huh? What? What? What's Dragon Ball? What?
No, I said I'm the most valuable player.
Most valuable. MVP, yeah? So you're doing that again. You're the, bruv. Bruv. Plus, anyway, I already talked about the Project Ice Cream and all that stuff while she was away, literally taking a piss. Yeah. So, thank you for bringing up the past. How about that?
Hmm? I wasn't bringing up the past. I was just saying, you know, I'm a team player.
You're not a team player, bro.
Anyway, my point was, there's this character on Picard. Yeah.
The
captain of a ship.
A captain.
It's not
a
massive ship.
Ship,
but he's the captain. Yeah.
Smaller and, ship.
Like, have you watched any Star Trek?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how, like, a lot of the times, they'll
which,
have,
which
like,
Star Trek are we talking about? Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, or what's that one? I mean, Enterprise, and Voyager, I haven't watched, but, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but, like, so on Star Trek, sometimes there's, like, a character who's a hologram.
What, like, Data?
Well, Data's an android.
Yeah.
Well, like, on Voyager, there's a doctor, and he's a hologram.
Okay, so he's like Rimmer from Red Dwarf.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So on Picard, there's a character, again, he's the captain, and he's got hologram dudes that help him with, like, the ship stuff. Like, there's a, I think there's one for engineering, there's one who's a doctor, there's one who's, like a hospitality host, whatever. But like, there's about five or six of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing, though, is they all look like him. They all look like the captain.
And that's weird. How come?
What do you mean, how come?
No, like, I'm just saying, because in the context of that universe,
your brain that, like, everyone who's on your ship looks like you.
Yeah, but it's like Multiple Man, isn't it?
No, it's not. Because Multiple Man doesn't make multiples just to hang out with himself.
Maybe he does. Maybe you don't know.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Like, I've read stories with it, and he never does that. Like, usually there's some conflict between them as well.
Yeah, so obviously he sat down and he's hung out with some of them.
No, I mean Multiple Man. Like, when he makes a multiple, a lot of the times they don't like each other. Sometimes they work together, but it depends. But, like, with this guy, they've all got different personalities, or they're all a different aspect of his personality.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Uh-huh.
But they all look a little bit different. Like, they don't...
Different hair.
They're him. They're 100% him.
Yeah.
But they look a little bit different. Like, say if there was an aggro version of him who's, like, the security guy, and then there's, like, the really neat version of him who's, like, the hospitality guy. And then, like, the engineer version of him has got, like, I think he's Scottish or Irish. And they've all got different accents.
Oh,
like, it's broken in your brain to make that happen. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, I get it from a writer's point of view. I get it from a writer's point of view and a studio's point of view.
From a studio's point of view, it's cheaper.
Definitely.
From a writer's point of view, it's quirky, I guess. But then you need to back it up. Like, you need to... I should... From a writer's point of view, the audience should know why. Or should be able to figure out why. Or, like, that shit should start... They're about five or six episodes in.
So,
like,
so is it like an AI thing? So, like...
Someone should question what the fuck is wrong with him. There's people on the ship.
It probably has happened.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait. There's people on the ship that have nothing to do... Oh, okay, that changes everything. All right.
What changes what?
So there's people on the ship and they have to deal with his nonsense.
Yeah,
you're saying. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like, you don't usually see all these characters at the same time. Obviously, like, you see them pop up when they're needed.
Yeah.
Like, they just had a recent episode where you do see all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's ask him. What the fuck is wrong with him? Like, why? Why do they all
look
like
you? Yeah, but isn't, like, Picard, like, at an age where he just doesn't give a fuck, he just wants to be on the ship?
He should. But still, come on. He's been a captain. He should be like, dude, what the fuck? They don't need to look like you. Why the fuck do they all look like you?
Yeah, but they're all slightly different. Maybe they all looked exactly like him, and then that's what caused all these differences. that are like very minute.
No, because he still needs to program them to look like him.
Does he? Or does it just take a photo of his face?
No. I mean, no, because you still have to program
that. I don't know how this AI crap works, so it's like...
No, but it's a hologram. He didn't build the ship.
Okay, so there is one organic version of him.
Yeah, and he's the captain.
So the captain is the organic version.
And the rest are holograms.
And this is proven by what? Has he been hit in the face, and has he got bruising on all that stuff? Or is he just saying that he is the captain, and he is organic?
Well, you're saying that maybe he's a hologram as well?
Yeah.
I don't think so. From stuff that's happened in the series, it would be really weird. Like, it's unnecessary for him to be a hologram.
Like, would it be necessary it hasn't for been set him up not to all. Be a hologram?
Say that again?
Is it necessary for him not to be a hologram?
Kind of.
I mean, has he got a wife? Has he got kids?
No. He's a bit of a loner, sort of.
Then he can definitely be a hologram.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Before Picard showed up and started putting people on his ship, he was alone on the ship. And he was just working with dudes that look like him.
Do you reckon that he did butt stuff with them?
Is that him?
Do you reckon he done butt stuff with them?
Well...
Do you reckon it got a bit strange?
Not sure.
Or one or two of them. Not like all of them, because that's just like, you know.
I'm not sure if that works with holograms and... why your mind is going there again.
No. It's not a case of me going there. It's a case of me imagining some guy. I mean, like, let's just put it into context, right? Guys by nature are low and we're dirty. Let's just put it out there. Let's just throw it out there. Let it marinate. So are women.
Disagree.
So are women, you know.
Disagree.
So, you know, if you're alone for X amount of years... Shit, if you're alone for like half an hour, if you're alone for 2 minutes and you can get away with it.
Yeah, but he's on the ship alone. We don't know how many times, like how long he actually spends alone.
Well, this is the thing.
He can still go to planets and do stuff. He can still go to space stations and shit. It's not
can
like.
Can you?
It's not like he's in isolation.
Yeah, but can you?
You were in isolation. They're fucking holograms. You can make them look like anything. Why do they look like you?
No, I mean, I know the holograms, but I mean the actual person, like, you know, like maybe he's crazy.
Well, basically, that's my point. He has to be crazy.
Or imprisoned. I mean, much like Final Space.
Huh?
Remember Final Space? Where
the guy
is a prisoner. He is.
He's the captain of his ship.
He's not a captain. In Final Space, he's not a captain.
He is when he's no longer in prison.
Nah, because then his ship gets blown up when he's the captain. So he's no longer a captain. Yeah. In Final Space, anyway. Ugh, dear. All right. Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up and say, yo, keep safe out there. Wash your hands, you dirty, filthy animals.
Okay.
Care to add anything?
Nope.
And we out.